Zog the Gemara Minolon. From where we know that if it's Eino Gvoya Asorot Fachim, the Sukkah is possible. So the Pnei Yeshua and Rab Kivei Eiger, the Shtel Ashtarke Aoret. The Gemara is asking Minolon, from where we know that a Sukkah Sheino Gvoya Asorot Fachim is possible. Freg the Pnei Yeshua and Rab Kivei Eiger Minolon. We saw in Amud Aleph, Alt in Avdalet Noch, Sukkah Sheikvoyo Asoro, Vehutzin Yordim Leteich Asoro, it's Chamoso Meruba Metziloso in the Hutzin, Dainu, it doesn't take away from the air space of the Sukkah. Even so Abaye Sovar Abaye Lemeimah that it's kosher, because the Sukkah really has Asoro Tfochim. And Rava said, forget about the Shaila, if it has a Asorot Fochim or not, it's possible because it's a Diras Rucho. Ze ein Odom Dar be Diras Rucho, as I state in the Gemara. So even in a Sukkah that has a Asorot Fochim, and it's kosher, and Abaye really said that it's kosher, but the Hutzim come down to Teich Asoro, Zogt Rava, it's possible because it's a Diras Rucho. So what is the kasha minolon? Say, because it's a diras rucho. What happened to the reason of Rove? You answer me is a drosha. Even in a case that the drosha will be fulfilled. You have a sorot forchi, but it's hutzim is chamoso. Sovar Abaye lemeimar. Abaye is really after the whole dafei, that you need a sorot forchi, but the hutzim of chamoso, sovar Abaye lemeimar, that it's good. Zogt Rove, yeah, about diras rucho. So what is the kasha minolo? We have the new reason of diras rucho. Now diras rucho is the reason to pass through the sukkah. As I fragged the Pnei Yeshua and Rab Kivei. Savade, miyad when you start, you right away have to answer that lefi the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that diras rucho is only lekatchila and it's not ma'akev b'diavet. So lefi the Rambam, it's not a kasha, because the Rambam holds we saw. That this was Pashas Rabbi Menoyach, the Meforshim Rabbi Avraham in Ahar learned B'Das HaRambam, that it's only a din lekatchile vein odom dar b'diras rucho, but it's not me'akev. So the Gemara here is handling the minolon. Some say that does given mokir shita sarambam, that the din of Rove is taken not me'akev b'diavet, because the Gemara says minolon. Some want to answer that Taisa says that this drosha be'etzem, it's not only legabi suke, it's also legabi Shabbos. The Gemara in Eruvim brings it down. So it's not only a drosha legabi sukkah. It's a drosha also legabi Shabbos. Shabbos is no shaykh, it's the diras rucho. Arihutzim yodim letech asoro, and Shabbos is a steira shusay yochit. It's no teish we came to do in Shabbos. It's called a dira. It's a nice teretz, but it's not a emes teretz. When the Gemara says minolom and the Mishnah, you're right. You need the sugya. The sugya is also in Masech Da'iruvin. But to answer the words minolom, you don't ask the kasha and the Mishnah minolom when you have an answer. Pnei Yeshua says maybe we'll have a zaitik teretz. And that's diras rucho. The Gemara says later, if you have decorations, go into asorot fochim, it's kosher. Taisa has a kasha, I to diras rucho. Taisa says, when he sees decorations, he doesn't feel bad to squish. That's a taisa. That's the understand pshat. So the Yeshua wants to say, chidush, what if the sukkah is nine, but he puts a very nice decoration? So the guy for the decoration is masking to bend down. So if the psul would be diras rucho, Arizay states in the Gemara that noy is not memayet. So lemayet, a person is masking to be bent down under a nice decoration. The Vizim Shah. So if Neshua wants a chidush, so if the mute would be at diras rucho, so if you would have a sukkah nine, you put very nice decorations, it'll be kosher. It's not kosher aloha because it's a tnai of shiur asor. Yeah, it's a chidush. What? You have a kasha, but they state in the Gemara that it's good. State in the Gemara in the feud. That no sukkah ain't a memayit. You have a sukkah asor, and you put decorations that take some of the space, state that it's kosher. Lemata miyud. The creations are lemata miyud. It's kosher. Taisus asks, and if you don't base, why it's not a deal sruch? Taisus says that no, it's not memai. So no, it's not memai. Zog the Pnei Yeshua has teretz. He has a teretz, Zog the Pnei Yeshua. If the drosha would be al tzdiras rucho, so if you have a sukkah that the mechitzas are five tfochim, then you have four pieces of wood, kundesim, and the schach is gavoya ten. So mitzad diras rucho, you don't have a problem. The schach is gavoya ten. But the mechitzas will be only five. So without our sugya, without the minolon, it will be kosher. As diras rucho, it's gavoya asoro. As mechitzas, I would have mechitzas five. As then comes our drosha to tell us, no, you need ten. This is our sugya. To tell us that you need ten. As I said, it's a chidush. First, it's a chidush. What he wants to say, that without the drosha, the mechitzah would be five. As al schucha, you raise up the schach ten. I, the mechitzas, are not magia as the schach. What? So if Rashi holds that you don't need mechitzas magias l'schach, maybe it's a teretz. But most Rishonim learn that you need mechitzas magias l'schach. Now you say good asik. So if you have a minute, you would say good asik even a mechitzah chamisha. Can't say? Can't say? But this is the chap of the Pnei Yeshua. Frank Devel, Pnei Yeshua, you answered. If you learned Daf Dalet, you answered. So we asked the kasha, what is minolam? Teipug limitzad dino srucho. So we said, Rambam is good. We said maybe Shabbos. We said that. We said maybe no. But the Pnei Yeshua answered, "Al diras rucha, I would have a sukkah that is raised 10. The mechitzas would be 5." Ari miyad we will see in Heyom Mudbeis. We will see the Hemshech Hasugya. The Gemara comes up with a second question. Ve'eime behadis chocho. You write that you have to have 10, but maybe the schach could be in the 10. You could have 9 tefachim walls, and the top tefach will be a full schach. And the Gemara will answer what she will answer. That Gemara needs no chapshah. This is the hemshach of the sugya. Frag the world. What do we aim at the schach? But it's a dira srucho. Dear, the Gemara wants that the schach will be in a height of less of 10. No, so I don't have the answer of the Pnei Yeshua. The chab of the Pnei Yeshua is the answer of the kash is in Davdalet. Vos freks the minolom, teipug limitzad dira srucho. So the Pnei Yeshua, I have a chab. Mechitza chamesh, schach gavoya eser. Oh, here is the answer. I have the echetimtze, that as dira srucho, I will raise the schach then, and as mechitza, I will have a mechitza chamesh. But this is answering here. But the Gemara repeats a question. Later we'll understand what is the second kasha. But vinit vidik Gemara's kasha is ve'eime behad ischocho. You're right that the mechitza is 10, but maybe it's including the schach inside. I have again the kasha. How it could be that the schach is inside? Stochadir osrucho. So here we have the answer. Advice is we can't stay with the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. We have to come to Anocha Mahalach to answer the kasha. So again, the Pnei Yeshua is the Zaytik Cheshbonis and the Minolo. Zog the Welt, Azat Teire, and Benzim, I found the Yisrael that Vorim state in the Oruch Lanel. The Oruch Lanel says, if you would want to pass a Dira, Suke as Dira Srucha, Zog the Pnei Yeshua, Oruch Lanel, if you're asking me, a normal human being is 18 Tfachim. Every sukkah that less than 18 tefachim is pasul as diras rucho. If the Gemara would not have no psukim, and you're allowed to pasul sukkahs as diras rucho, zog the Oruch Lanel, every sukkah that is not 18 is not livable. Not livable. It's mitzvah. No one could live in a sukkah less than 18 tefachim. But you stand, you bump yourself on the head. So lo yalal adas. Again, so what is the pshat? Will answer. But it says, if the Gemara would say, minolam diras rucho, every sukkah is diras rucho. Till 18 tefachim. What? A normal height of a person is 18 tefachim. You're arguing on the height, as a chichlech lamish this. The Shua says that this is the height, with the shoes, without the shoes, kasha for maize. Again. Grade he's right. 100. Grade he's right. 180 centimeters, this is considered the height of a person today. It's law for Peter, for that, you're not allowed to build. But again, it's the right. Grade the goyim also hold like that. But, well, when you walk, get up and get out, the dira srucha. So, I'll tell you one thing. For sure not 1 meter. For sure not a solid tefachim. There's no shaila about it. Solid tefachim, 11 tefachim is also dira srucha. Ochanel's not good, why not to go with him? No, the shaila is, I'm asking, but the ma'aseh it's kosher. But tchilas ha-tvorim, Ochanel says, if the answer and minolon would be dira srucha, you would have to pass on 18 amor. So no boss. Shteyden in the gemore, vaistois, that svorev diras rucha we don't say on our own. The vaistois, Ochanel is a tainer. If you say diras rucha, pass on every sukkah in the world. So what is the answer? Hashem said to build, I remember Hashem Zalman explained to me at once, he said, Sheva al Sheva is also diras rucha. No human being is masking to live in a room, seven tfachim. As a person, you want to go to such a room, you'll say, 7 days, you're masking to stay in such a room. So what's the pshat? The Torah says, the Torah gave a shir sukkah. We have a drosha in our sugya, a solid tfachim. We have a shir. Now, in this sukkah, you have to live 7 days. If in that sukkah, even if at that sukkah that you have, Hashem gave you a height of a drosh of 10 tfachim. That's what Hashem gave you. Now you have to go into this house. If in that house you have a srucha dikematzev, so then you're not yaitze sukkah. If in the sukkah you have a srucha, then you're not yaitze. We'll say it in a b'zeh nusach. The din of rovev dir srucha is no noch dafei. Noch dafei shir suke in the shir suke, if it's a srucha, it's not good. But the srucha is not measured by the person. We learn dafei shir suke. Shir suke cannot be srucha. So meile the kasha heipzach nishtam. You know, as the kasha, the Gemara would say dira srucha. I have to find out what is suke. For sure, Hashem said tzemid dira skva, but tzemid dira sarai. Lama ukeh zayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and we'll suffer completely in suke. If that will be the drosha, you will have to learn. That's the drosha. If you have to build a keli van ve your suke, you have to build like a shul, like a bais. We have drosha, tzemid dira skva, le dira sarai. In that suke, live. Something is poking in that hutzim go inside and disturbing you, and that the urim that makes it a diras rucha in the asorah says al dochlaner. Now I want to add, in a second we'll see, and this is the koshi bepshata gemore. So the gemore says, so we have five terutzim. Why the gemore didn't say diras rucha? Other the Rambam, other for Shabbos, other for Noi Sukkah, all these three terutzim we didn't go, other the Pirushua, Nafkimim, Mechitza Chamisha. We're saying that the real answer is that diras rucha is only after you know the shiur. Al diras rucha alone will never make shiurim. And the raya for the Uchlaner, I think, is a gibbeite raya. Shim loikin afilo 18 amah will pass. I just want to be moisif. And our hechich is all the terutzim answer here. When he asked the kash and hey mud beis lebar mischocha, the teretz of Yeshua is nishkan teretz. So what is the mokir taka that sukkah is a solid tefachim? We learn from Oren veKapoyres. In a second we'll see the Gemara. What is the drosha? Oren was 9, the Kapoyres is 10. Hashem didn't go down. So maybe this is the reshus, and you have to have mechitza in the reshus. What is called the reshus of sukkah? You need a mechitza. Till 10 is the reshus of sukkah. I want to ask you a shayla. When you have a sukkah that has gavoya asor tefachim and hutzim come inside, so Abaye taught that it's kosher and Rove told him it's not a diras rucha, it's a diras rucha. So the pashtus, the walls are kosher now, just it's possible that's diras rucha, or the walls are possible. I'm asking you a shayla. A sukkah that is gavoya asor tefachim and a little hutzalach go inside. So, it's possible. What is possible? The sukkah is possible, but the tfanis are kosher, or the tfanis are not even kosher? You're asking l'may nafkimin, I'll tell you right away the shaila. You have a big sukkah, that is gavoya asor tefachim. What is the manager of the sukkah asor tefachim? A lot of hutzim are going in. Right? You can't sit there. Possible. The guy goes in to the middle, takes the scissors, and seva al sheva, he cuts off the hutzim, then he has a place to sit. The sukkah is kosher or not? Leat leat. A sukkah that is 10 tefachim height, wide. Hutzim are going inside, you can't sit, right? You go into the middle, you cut off 7 tefachim, the little pieces that are sticking out, and you sit inside. I will explain to you. If we'll say that Be'etzim the sukkah is kosher, if you have Dira Srucha, here in the middle, it's okay. Be'efen Akuma, to be kosher. If we will say that B'mokim Hutzim, it's Ke'ilu that the Mechitzas are not Mechitzas of a sukkah, the walls are not called walls. Why? Because they're not Mekif, a Mokim that you could live like a sukkah. So then, if they not make it for mokim that they could live like a sukkah, so then you can't say Deifan Akuma, like Sfas Achkak. We saw with Sfas Achkak that if it's not Gavoya Asorah, from Shvachir walls, you can't say Deifan Akuma. So again, I'm asking you a shayla, let. I have a sukkah she Gavoya Asorah Tfochim, and Hutzim Yerdim Letoicho, and I have in the middle Sheva Al Sheva. I could cash it mitzad doifen akuma or not? Besvor pshuto, yes or not? Besvor pshuto, yes. Why? Because be'etzim it's a kosher wall. Besvor pshuto, yes or not? Besvor pshuto, you could cash it mitzad doifen akuma or not? Trach. Misvore pshuto, you could cash it or not? Again, I'm asking misvore glat. What is the glat? Glat is only one. I'm asking glat. On teres, I'm asking glat. You couldn't have food teres in the resrucha. Be pashtus, you could say doifen akuma or not? Be pashtus, yes. I'm asking or not? Be pashtus, yes. Because be'etzim it's a good wall. Just I have a problem, right? This is the pashtus. Mask him or not? I want to be mask. Oh, but I say, hey, zog the lombim. We have a teretz in the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. If sukkah she'enu gvoya asora would be posel only at zdira srucha. So if you will have a sukkah, and on the sides, it will be less than asora tfochim. And in the middle, it will be asora tfochim. If it's only posel at zdira srucha, you could say deifan akupa. Now that is gzeras hakosu that you need mechitzas asoro, so b'meila you can't say doifen akuma. I'm not asking the case of hutzim. If you have a normal sukkah, 10 tfochim, the size is only 7. It's kosher in the middle or not? We learn in the sugya of chak that it's not kosher. Why? Because the mechitzas of Rashi are not good mechitzas. Oh, but if they would be good mechitzas and the psul would be only diras rucha, so then you could have said doifen akuma. This is what you told me now, Becheshvin. You said now that if the psul is that it's not a doifen, state in the sugya of chkak, that if the walls are far away, it's not a good sukkah. But if it would be a good sukkah, lemoshel in the case that it's 10 and it's hutzim, you're telling me that you can make doifen akuma. Aber azay zog de welt, we have a teretz at the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, why the Gemara says minolon? Teipugli mitzad diros chucho, is a poshten afkemine. If it's mitzal diros rucho, you could say deifen akuma. And this also answers nafei. You're not masking, the thoughts? Yeah, but I'll say right away, you say no, you can't say. I'm just saying, pum fakir. Only if we'll say, take nishta zay, that noch diros rucho take is nishken deifen. If we'll say not like I'm saying, that noch that it's not a diras rucha, it's nishken doifen, this is the reason it's not an answer. So again, so belong this, be'etzem, the reason is a sixth rutzim on the kasha. And I'm saying, the second teres is negea la'aloche le'maise. Suke she'igvoyo asoro, and hutzim yodim in the sides, in the middle it's kosher. If we're learning that, when you have a diras rucha, the walls are not called the walls, so you can't say doifen akuma, because the walls have to be a walls of surrounding a place of a sukkah, so b'meila you can't see a deif in a kuma. So b'meila we don't have an answer in the Pnei Yeshua's kasha take. But if we were saying like you wanted to say that you could see a deif in a kuma, so we have another teretz in the kasha. So let me send the gemara. But I'm saying this is take. It's take in a gala meisa. It's take in a gala meisa. If you could say a deif in a kuma or not. So what is the drosh? Isma, Rabbi Rab Chanin and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Chanin, Master Bekulu said, Omoyed kol ki aizugi chalfi Rabbi Yechon umali Rabbi Yenison. Orem tisho vekapor estefach, hareka nasor, veksivu naati lechoshom, vedibarti lechom ala kapoiras. The Shechina came מעל הקפוירס. ותני רבי יוסי אמר מועילום ליורד השכינו למטו. ולעולם מוישה וליהו למורים. שנאמר השמיים שמיים להשם ואורץ עזר לבני אודם. ומילא, so what? הקדוש ברוך הוא came to the קפוירס, and the קפוירס is 10. פרד גמור, וליהו השכינו למטו, וכסיב הירד השם על הר סיני למעלה מעשור. וכסיב עומד ורגלו בימי הוא על הר זיזים למעלה מעשור תפוחים. ולעולם מוישה וליהו למורים, וכסיב מוישה עולו אל האלוהים למטו מעשור. וכסיב היה לליאור בסייר השמיים למטו מעשור. So a lot of theories, what is the pshat that אליאור והיה אליאור הסייר השמיים למטו מעשור והיה אל מוישה למטו מעשור. וכסיב מחס בני כיסא פירשו לבנונוי ואומר רב תנחו מלמד שפירשו שקיים מזיו שכינוסי ואנונוי למטו מעשור. מכל מקוי מחס בני הכיסא כסיב השתברו והשתב אלי כיסא עד עשור ונוקד בי. So what is the right? So the raya is that the orin is teisha, the kaporis is tefach, and Hashem only came down till 10. So how you learn from there that the mechitza of sukkah is 10? How you learn from the kaporis and the orin that the shechina went down on the orin is a raya that mechitza sukkah has to be 10. How you have a raya that mechitza sukkah has to be 10? So Rashi says a couple words. V'krok sida la kapoiras yorad shmamino lemalo me'asoro mifseke reshuse. No, so
it's
a wall that's staying there. So what's the shaykh of the walls? Then emes a mention. What is the emes a mention? Not be'erich. I know that the Shechina spoke from the Kapoiris. So I know now that Sukkah needs to be Mechitza Asoro. Tell you how much I will try, I will never figure that out. What?
That's the lowest of the options still staying.
With Hashem going down.
What is the being high?
What is Shaykhus? Rashi doesn't say height and light.
That's
what he means. Alma Reshuse. Rashi and Eiruvin. Rashi and Eiruvin adds a couple words. Look in Rashi and Eiruvin. Al me'asoro havi mechitze. Delemalo me'asoro lo yichoshiv reshus tachteo elo reshus achrise. Rashi and Eiruvin, they printed it here in Davdalet in Likutei Rashi, and the end of the Rashi and Eiruvin, Rashi says Pshat, the last three lines. Al me asoro avi mechitze, de lemalo me asoro lichoshiv lirishuse tachteo elo rishuse achrise. Rashi says like this, that a mechitze, Hakadosh Baruch Hu went down till asoro. So Vaistois, the Shomayim is Lemalo Me'asor. The Reshus Lemalo is a different Reshus. So what? So Rashi is mashma like this. I have to build a mechitze, to build a sukkah, to shaf Hashem sukkah. How I shaf Hashem sukkah? I put a wall in between me, in between the sukkah and the other Reshus, and this makes the sukkah to be a sukkah. That is a mechitze there. When there's a mechitze, that mechitze shafs the same sukkah. If the reshus goes l'moshel to 20, and I put a mechitza 10, so on top the reshus is the same zach. So there's no separation in between the sukkah and the reshus. If on top is a different reshus, but in the bottom, in that reshus of the bottom, I made a mechitza in between one reshus and the reshus of the sukkah. This shafts the same sukkah. I have to have a wall in between my reshus and the sukkah, if the house of the sukkah, that makes the sukkah, the reshus ayochi, to be a wall, to be a reshus. If the reshus would be 20, so I didn't, up and it's mixed, so I didn't magdir the reshus. In the middle, the minute that we're saying that it's only 10, so b'meile I was mafris the reshus. Thank you, we have to know what it would be if a prisoner has a sukkah 20 tvochim. So the bottom is separate and the top is mixed. So other you say Gudasik. Other even if Rashi doesn't have to come to Gudasik, the Pshat, the Shem Mechitza is and the regular Rishus. How we convert the Shem Rishus. Well, Mamshich weiter. Zog the Gemara, Bishlim Orin Tesha Dixiva also Orin as a shittim. Amosaim Vachetzi Orko, Ivamo Vachetzi Rochbo, Ivamo Vachetzi Komosoi. Ela Kapoira Stefach Minolov. The Toner of Hamine Kolakelim Shah Somoish and Osum Mteir Midas Orko, Midas Rochbo, Midas Komosom. Kapoiras Midas Orko, Midas Rochbo in Osno, Midas Komosol in Osno. So we know the Orin is nine, but how we got that the Kapoiras is Stefach. Seven man di Pocheshe Bekelim. Shanama Varsisolo in Misger is Stefach. Soviv, Malo Olon Tefach, Afkan Tefach. Freidig Mor of an Elif Mikilim Gufayu, the smallest shear in Kalim, and it's much more. Tofasto Merubalai Tofasto, Tofasto Mu Tofasto. Abkweger says in Yume, even the way Rashi explains it, it's not Misofik. Val and Tofasto Mu Tofasto, and Tofasto Merubalai Tofasto, so it's a din and droshe that we darshen Tofasto Mu and we don't darshen Tofasto Meruba. Not the mice we misupik if tofasto muet or tofasto muobe and misufik we toifas muet. Rashi starts. If you do that, you're sure. If you do that, you're not sure. Abba b'meile, this is, the Gemara says in Baba Kame, lechumu velekumle, lechumu makshinen. It's not a pshad misufik. The hekesh is b'teh rasvadai. Freddy Gemara v'neilef mitzitz, the Tanya tzitz doime kemin tash al zov, the rochav beiz etz boez, Tesa says it's the Rabbonon, umakif me'oizen lo'oizen, v'kosol of beishitim, yutkei milemala v'koydesh lamed milemato. You have to know the way the tzitz is, it was two lines, it says, yutkei lemalo, koydesh la Hashem, koydesh la, in the bottom. So what means koydesh la in the bottom? So Tesis Shita is, and the right side of the Tas, it says Koidesh La, and the left top, and the left and the top, it says Yud K. So when you see it from far, you read Koidesh La Hashem. Koidesh La, Yud K. Alufida Ramam Koidesh, and La Hashem. But it was in two levels, but they were not under each other. There were one. And the right side, when you see the tzitz in front of you, on your right side, when you start to read, and the bottom line is Kodesh La, and the top is Yud Kei. Why it's like that? The Rishonim say in Eruvin, because Kederech Shemelech Yoshev Al Kisoy. Kederech Shemelech Yoshev Al Kisoy. The Shem Shomayim sits on top. Some Rishonim read that even it's mamish one on each other, then it's harder to read it really. But the Yisrael is that the Shem Shomayim is on top. ואמר רב לזר ברב יסי אני רואיסי ברוימי וקוסלו וקוידש להשם בשיטה אחס. The Rambam explains that was not a machlekes. It doesn't say that רב לזר says that you write it differently. אני רואיסי, I saw that it's different. The Rambam says you could write it like this and you could write it like this. This is like the Rambam. ופעומים קוסבו איסו בשיטה אחס, like this מייסה, if רב לזר, that רב לזר went in to the to the Ginze HaMelech in Rome, and he saw it. The Gemara says that was a Gzeira, and they said Rab Lezer, and when the Mevata the Gzeira, they told him to go into the safe and to take out the Gzeira. And when he went inside, he saw the Tzitz. The Gemara says he also saw the Poreches. It's Gemara Nida that Titus stabbed it with a Cherev, and Rab Lezer Omar Oisi Oiso, and I saw there was blood on the Poreches when Titus was Menaetz, and he came with the Cherev to Deiker the Paroiches, the Gemara says it was bleeding. So Amar Rab Lezer, I saw the blood. So B'melet, Mefoshim explained that why Taker was different tzitzim. Ani Roisi. So he saw it. The Ram says you could do like this, you could do like this, sometimes you did like that. What do you mean, sometimes? Well, how much tzitz was? The Torah says state that the tzitz was really at least two fingers, but be'etzem they did it every kohen gadol lefi the size of his forehead, me'oizen lo'oizen. So every kohen gadol they would really make a tzitz especially for him. Is me'akev state's boys with the rabbanon at least, but be'etzem the shir v'hoyah al mitzchoy. So every time they written it, amol hazeh. Someone in Mefoshim say, so sometimes was taken a nice place for two lines, sometimes it was a small place. So they did it b'shita achas. So it was talking about the Indian. That's what it says in Rambam. Amol hazeh, amol hazeh. Zog the Gemara, so why we don't learn out from the tzitz? Donim kli mikli, and donim kli mitachshit. V'neilef mizer, d'om amar zer mashu, donim kli mikli, and donim kli mehechshir kli. Yochi, misgeres nami hechshir kli, misgeres lemato, it's a part of the keli. Hainich manom misgarto lemato Yisrael manom misgarto lemalo Yisomaik lemeima. Hayach shekliu. Elo donim dovo shenoso b'teira mido midovo shenoso b'teira mido. Va'al yechiach tzitz shenoso b'teira mido. Ravuna amar mehoche. How we know that the kapeiros was a tefach al pnei kapeiros kedmo. Ve'ein ponim poches mitefach. Frag the Gemara, ve'eime ki apei de bar yoichi. Maybe it's a face of that big bird. Tofasto merube loy tofasto, tofasto mure tofasto. So the Welt fragt the Kashe. Rashi says that this bird was so big that when it was an egg, 60 cities drowned. So mistama, the face of the bird, mistama was bigger than this whole building. Yeah. So what is the tzad that the kapoyres will be the size of that face? When you can't get it into Bisa Mikdosh. A push the teret. Okay. The Gemara fight is a kasha. What is the answer? The teret says, the Gemara says that the oroin is Eina Min Amido. Right? You measure from here, you measure from here. So the kaparet mistam was Eina Min Amido. Eina Min Amido, you don't have. So I see you don't understand what Eina Min Amido means.
Doesn't take space.
When you understand what is Eina Min Amido, you'll see that this is also an answer. Ve'eima ke'apei de tzipote. The zutot tuva amar alach ba'yagev ravun et pei pnei goma. K'siv ocha et mea kapoires. Ve'k'siv osa me'eis pnei Yitzchakovi. Fredi Gmora ve'leinif miponim shel malo. Here I never understood pshat. What would be the shiur? How the Gmora understands? כדתני שכם בבובל קוראים לי ינוקי רבי אומר לי הבית אלו מעט וחסיב בני היוחד בני הקרוב בני השני בני אודום היינו קרוב היינו אודום אפי רבו ואפי זוטה. And here the Gemara is asking a kasha. And here's the המשך הסוג. וממי דך לא לא עשור בר מסחוכו אימא בהד יסחוכו פרק דה גמורה. Okay, I understand that it's עשור, but maybe it's with the schach. Maybe it's with the schach. What is the pshat in the Gemara's kasha? Maybe it's with the schach. What is the kasha? Maybe it's with the schach. Why the schach will be included inside in the shiur of asor? Why the schach will be included in the shiur of asor? What is the tzad to include the schach in the shiur of asor? What is the tzad? You have to have a shiur asor. You have to have a shiur asor. Why I could put a schach? I mean, how much schach I could put in? It's not even half. What is the tzad? What is the tzad? Rashi says words that are a medrash pliya. Rashi says because in the oroin, the kaporos was also a part of it. What is the shaychus? What is the shaychus? We're learning that a shechina went down till there. And in the oren, only the kaporis took place. The bottom also was a part of it. You know, the oren had a bottom layer, second layer. No shaykhs. Divrei Rashi tzorchin, there's no way to be miyash with this Rashi. Again, on the Rashi. The Rashi, I don't know pshat with the Rashi. Are we learning pshat that the Shechina went down? The Shechina went down. So Rashi says, because you could use the kaporis any year, the pshat. So now again, on the Rashi. There's two ways to understand pshat in the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara is also asking a kasha in Shabbos, or she's only asking a kasha in Sukkah. When the Gemara wanted that the roof could be included in the shiur, she would ask. Aritesis learned that our Sukkah is also in Shabbos. The Gemara meant to ask also in Shabbos that the roof could be included, or the Gemara only meant to ask a kasha in Sukkah. The Gladkeit will say only in Sukkah. In Shabbos, if it's a din mechitza, you have to have the place. In Sukkah, the schach is what is making the place. Shabbos, you don't need a roof. Shabbos, you don't need a roof. So if the roof is inside, it's taking away from the place of the mechitzas of Shabbos. Mechitzas of the roof could be inside. You have to have a reshus. You have to be making the reshus. And sukkah, you have to have schach. You have to have a roof on top, right? Maybe the roof could be inside of the place. And the Maharsho state that the kasha was also on Shabbos. As they learned the Maharsho. The kasha was also on Shabbos. Maybe also on Shabbos, the roof could be a part of the sukkah. As they learned the Maharsho pshat. And for the Gemara, Elo mi beisei lo mim goma. Dichsi ve'abayis asher bono ha-melech shleimo la-Hashem shishim ama orkoi. Ve'esrim rochboi ve'shloishim ama koimosoi. Ve'ksiv koima sakru ve'echod esro ba'amo. וכן הקרוב השני, ותנא מה מוצאים בסלום עם קרובים בשליש הבייס הם עומדים, משכן עמי קרובים בשליש הבייס הם עומדים. משכן כמה אבי עשר עמויס, נחשיב עשר עמויס האורך הקרש, כמה אבי לא אישיסים פה, שחית לא סין, כמה אבי עשרים, דל עשור דאורים וכפירס פשלו עשור, וכסיב, והיו הקרובים פירס נופיים למעלו, סויריכים בכנפיים על הכפירס. קר רחמון אסחוכו, למעלו מעשור. What is the answer of the Gemara? The Gemara says, how I know the schach is not included? Because the kruvim was soichachim b'chanfeyim, and from the chnofayim of the kruvim till the kapoires was ten tfochim. So I learned out from the chnofayim of the kruvim that you have to have shiur asoro. Right, this is the drosh of the Gemara. So now here we have to understand. We had a drosha we learned out from the Oren. We asked the kasha, maybe behadis chocho. Maybe the schach is included. Maybe behadis chocho. Zog the Gemara, I learned out from the kruvim. What I learned from the kruvim? The kruvim was soichachim bechnofayim, was ten tfochim in between the knofayim of the kruvim till the kapoiras. The karis chocho. So what is the drosha now? What is the drosha? What is the drolana? What is the drosha now? So what is the drosha? It's a din in tzchach? That tzchach has to be above 10? Or it's a din in the mechitzas of sukkah? Rayas, not what it's mistar. Rayas. Machlekes rishonim, you can't stand or say. What is the answer of the Gemara? What is the answer of the Gemara? We learn out from Kruvim, Seichachim Bechanfeyim, Ikri Schocho. So Lashon HaGemara would bring us to say that the Schach needs to have a height of 10. The Schach needs to be a height of 10. Or it's a drosha that the Shir Sukkah is a Soro. What is the drosha? The drosha is that Shem Schach needs 10. The shame schach needs ten. This is the drosha, or it's a drosha that the halal sukkah needs ten. And if the halal sukkah, if the halal sukkah needs ten, b'meila you need mechitzas ten. What is the answer of the Gemara? We have first drosha from Oren, and I will explain my question. Lemaskona, you need the first drosha, or it's enough the second drosha? Let me frame the kasha like this. Today we need the first drosha, or I have enough the second drosha. Shteh tzorichim bekanfeyim, shteh, the halal is 10. So I know the halal is 10. If it's a... I have a drosha in Amudah, in Hei Dalet Amud Beis, Oren veKapoiras. The Gemara in Eruvin only brings that drosha. Taisa says we learn out for Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, ve'eim be'ad ischocho. The Gemara said a new drosha. Elo, I learned it out from the knufayim of the kruvim. So I'm asking you a shaila. When we're learning it out from the knufayim of the kruvim, so now only the second drosha is there? Why not? I know that the halal. Kapoira state that I have to have walls, or I figure out the walls myself. Hashem didn't go down the kapoira. Who state walls? The answer is, If Hashem goes down to here, here is a place, myself, I understand I need walls. Now, the Seichem B'Kanfeim tells me the height is here. If this is the height, you need mechitzas, then? Then I can figure out myself? If this is called a reshus, I figure out myself that the mechitzas are 10. And there is no gemara on mechitzas. We figured out the mechitzas ourselves. If we figured out the mechitzas ourselves, the mele, if we figured out the mechitzas ourselves, still a chur, and now you don't need the first rosh.
I got a wall of 5 and 4.
5 and 4, 2 and 3, yeah. Mele, that's the kash. The same way, in the first sugi, I know misvore, that if this is the reshus, b'meile I need mechitzas asoro. Now, maybe the drosha is bichlal not that the reshus is 10. The reshus is 10, we learn from kapoiras. It's a din and the schach. The schach needs to be govoya asoro. Zog de welt, tzamachleikes ritvo verashi. The Ritvo and Daf Beis state that we learn from Seichachim B'Kanfeyim that Tzchach that is not above 10 is not called a Tzchach. In Rashi state that it's Bichlal not a Droshe and the Tzchach. It's a Droshe and the Mechitza. It's a Droshe and the Mechitza. So this we have to understand what is the Machleikis. So Be'etzem, the Amoda from the Sugi is that we have to go in the Amoras HaSugi is we have a drosha and Daf Daled Umud Beis from Kapoiras and we have a drosha from Seichachim B'Kanfeyim. What we have to understand is why we need two psukim. Aleph, what is the drosha of the second pasuk? I'll just give you the moshal so that you understand where to start to work. All of you learn the Sugi Daf Tezayin. You have a Godish and you have a Chalal Tefach. The halach is that if you, it's kosher, right? You could dig inside and it's kosher. Why it's not taisa v'lo min ha'asui? What Rashi says. Don't answer yourself. What Rashi says. Look what Rashi says in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Achoitet bagodish. If it was a halal tefach, it's not taisa v'lo min ha'asui. Why? What Rashi says. Don't you answer yourself. Rashi says. Look what Rashi says. Why it's not... Many, why it's not Taisa B'Lamin Osu? Rashi says in Tezayin Amud Aleph, why it's not Taisa B'Lamin Osu? What? Why it's not Taisa B'Lamin Osu? Rashi says, I'm only fixing the walls. The schach was good. How much halal was there? Tefach. How much halal was there? Tefach. Steht in Schoche that it was not a Schach. Steht in Rashi that it was never a problem in the Schach. The Gemara doesn't have a drosha that Schach needs to be. Steht in Rashi that it's a mistake to say that it's a din in the Schach that it needs to have 10 Tfachim. Steht in Rashi, everything is good there. The Sugya was only a problem in Tfanis. So steht in Rashi. Leumas then, in the Ritva steht, and the Beis, it's a Psul in Schach. The Ritva of the Zayin says that Rashi was a mistake there. To Rashi. So again, this is a Zach that we have to be Masber. It's a Shvera Zach. Again, why we need to Psukim is a Marsho. And what is the Droshe of Schocho? A Din in the Schach or a Din in the Tfanis? Yeah,